Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for March 22nd, 2024. So what we have today is mortgage rates are easing off. They're still continuing to ease from the Federal Reserve's no move and their data they came out with this week. So I'm going to go over that, the economic news. And unfortunately, when I was preparing for this video, I heard not once, not twice, three times on YouTube that the world's going to most likely end. Okay, the guy said he's got really high contacts in the military, and if the world doesn't end, it's going to be really bad, and we're going to have to start growing our own food. So that might be a reason why you guys might want to buy your own house so you have your own lot to build your own or grow your own food. I'm just saying, folks. So that was how I kind of started my day. I'm prepping for this, and then I heard not once, two, but three times how you need to start growing your own food because the world's going to end. That's kind of the concept that we're going to go with today. So you'll figure this out as we go along. So bear with me. Let's get to it. So these are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily. Does this on a daily basis. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. And the reason why I got to do this is because I need to get out of legal troubles, because when I post rates, I got to tell you guys all the facts behind these rates. So how these rates are calculated, these people, the rates over here, these represent somebody looking to buy their first house. It's a single family home. It's their first house, like I said, and it's going to be their primary residency. They also have a 780 credit score, and they're putting down 25%. So if that's you, that's probably most likely what your rate's going to be. If that's not you, I'll give you my information at the end of this video. Because my name is Dan Ferriero. I'm a mortgage licensed mortgage broker and loan officer, and I'm licensed throughout the entire country as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. So without further ado, let's get to it. What's going on with the rates? Well, we have economic news for today, or this week, was the Federal Reserve came in and they said they're not going to do anything right now, but they expect three rate cuts. Today's agenda on here is really nothing. So let's get over to the stock market, see how it's doing. It's okay. Now Dow's down 440, the S&P's down 5, NASDAQ's down 36. That's looking good. Let's look over the oil market. Oil market's dropping a little bit, which is fantastic. Cryptocurrencies, I think, are getting hammered once again. But you're here to figure out what in the heck is going on with mortgage rates. So the one thing I want to talk to you guys about, maybe you don't even need a mortgage. And the reason being is you might want to just sit still for now, because there's a housing crash coming. And it started in 2021, the housing crash. So there's a housing crash that's going to drop prices probably in the tune of maybe 50% or more. Wait a second, that was 2021. Hold on a second. Let's 2022. That's what 2022. We have basically a housing market crash. Wait a second. We're in 2024. Sorry, folks. That was the housing crash of 2022 that, you know, people were telling us about. Let's go to 2023. How is that? Well, there's still a housing crash in 2023, guys. So maybe you shouldn't buy a house because the world's going to end. You need to grow your own food, but you can't buy a house because, you know, there's going to be a housing crash here anytime now. That's what we've been being told. And now you come into 2024 and we're still having a housing crash, folks. And look at the views these people get. What is this? 100,000 views, 100,000 views still on mortgage or housing crash. We got Nick over here saying he's got 140,000 views on how the market's going to crash because people are pulling money out of their 401k. And then Graham Stephan here, another housing crash, and he's got, 300,000 views. So unfortunately, these are the people that are training a lot of the people out there right now that are looking to buy their first house. And I hate to say, they're giving them an injustice. If you had a financial planner that told you, make sure you just put all your cash under a mattress in 2021, and 2022, and 2023, and 2024, with inflation up as where it was, you just lost a ton of value in your assets. Okay, that's all I got to say. When you had the stock market just within the last, 14 months, the S&P's up 35%. Now, I'm not saying that's going to continue, but you guys are losing. You're losing values on your assets. So that's all I got to say on that part of it. So if you're looking to buy your first house, one of the main questions that we get from a lot of people is, Dan, I just don't know how much I can afford. Well, we want to put this into your lap. I'm not the person to say, okay, here's how much you can afford, because that's a personal thing. We can tell you how much you qualify for, and then we can take it from there. Well, we're going to put this right in your hands. We just created a mortgage calculator not too long ago, and I want to present that to you right through here. And I'm going to put the description right down below. So if you're out there and you're really contemplating buying your first house in 2024, here's something that you might want to use. Let's scroll this over and let's just go through it real quick. a lot of times what we do is we ask people, you know, call in. Let's kind of walk you through this. Let's answer all the questions that you have. Then let's go through some questions we would have for you. And then let's put you on the track to seeing what we can help you with. So we want to put this in your own hands. So we have a max mortgage calculator. It's down below. I'm just going to show you briefly how it works and the pieces of this puzzle, because we can put this, you can figure out on your own, you know, truly how much you can afford and with which program you're going to do that with. So what you're going to do through here is you're going to put in how much you want to put as a down payment. Now, a lot of people right now are putting down 3.5%. That's what's required by on an FHA loan. A lot of other people are qualifying with the first-time homebuyer programs that we have also that only require 3% down. But let's just keep the calculator where it is right now because I already preset it up. And let me just show you briefly how it works. Okay, so you're going to be in here. You're going to put how much money you want as a down payment. The rate, put in the rate right now of approximately 6.75. You can use 7 just to be on the high side. 30-year term rate, term. Then we put in these, don't mess with these right through here. These are just pre-calculations that we did. So what you're going to do through here is you're going to put in what your yearly income is, your gross income. That's how much you make before taxes and all the other junk gets taken out. Then through here, what you're going to do is you're going to put in the debts that you have. All right, simple as that. Then you're going to put, if you have a co-borrower, you're going to put that information here. If you don't, you're just going to zero that out. And then you're going to put in your co-borrower's information right here, other debts that they have. All right. So the thing that's going to pop up next is you're going to go to the next screen, and here's what happens. It says right through here, based on the information you put, you can actually qualify for a $326,000 home. Payment would be $2,653, and that includes everything. As you scroll down through here, it's going to tell you, you know, different pieces or different loan types you're going to qualify for. So we start out here. We put it as safe. This is basically just a standard mortgage that you're looking to go. You can get away with a safe, maybe conservative and moderate. You can fit right through here. But when you get into the aggressive saves and the risky stage, we don't really mean that they're aggressive on our end, because we can still approve you with FHA loans through here, but it just might get that payment per month that you're looking to pay a little bit steeper than what you're looking to do. Okay, but this is where you can pick and figure out, you know, but you still, if you're on this chart, you can still most likely qualify for any of these programs. You can also go back through here and manipulate some of the bills, saying, okay, if I got rid of this credit card, how much more can I qualify for? So those are things you can do with this calculator. You're going to scroll down through here, and there's a ton of other information down through here. You're going to see down through here what your total payment is. Mortgage payment, it includes everything. What your other costs might be, such as, you know, utilities, other things like that. We plug this in here, and that it automatically just pre-calculates for you. You go down through here, it's going to show you what you would need for the down payment, possible closing costs, and cash to close. It equals out that. So there's a ton of features with this program. So if you want to check out how much you can actually qualify for when it comes to a mortgage payment, please check out our video or our link down below. But right now, let's get back over to what the markets are doing, because we basically have the markets, they're liking the data right now, and they're liking the data from the Fed. MBSs are up 14 right now. So let me explain how this works. When we're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, we don't watch the 10-year treasury. We don't watch the federal funds rate that the Federal Reserve controls. What we monitor on a daily basis is the MBS market. MBS market is a bond that trades on Wall Street. You might even have it in one of your investments. How this works and how every bond works is what you're seeing right up through there is the price of the bond. Okay. And then what you're seeing right here is the reaction that we have so far today. Here's what you guys need to know. If the price of the bond is going up, okay, if it's going up, that's good news. What that means is the yields are coming down. The more you pay for a bond, the lower the yields. Okay. So this is fantastic news. Look at a 5-day chart. We started the week right down through here. And again, as the prices go up, mortgage rates are getting better and better and better. So basically every day this week, we got mortgage rates coming in just a little bit better than they were the day before. So that's what we're seeing right now in the markets. The stock market, let's see, go back to there. Let's see, it's still basically non-existent. Hold on, that's Bitcoin. Let's go to the U.S. It's still, and nothing's even in the triple digits in through this. So basically just a stable market in all the markets today. So if you're out there and you're like, Dan, how do I reach out to you guys? What do you do? How do you do it? Well, I'm a mortgage loan officer. Okay. Why I say mortgage advisor is I like talking to you guys. I like helping you go through these, you know, going through questions and different program options and everything like that. But I am a loan officer. I work at Allied First Bank. That gives me a federal license throughout the whole country. We're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. We're set up with 73 different companies. What that means to you guys is I can offer you the programs we have here at the bank, and I can offer you programs from all 73 lenders that we have. I can offer you their programs and their rates. Okay, how do you figure that out? Well, the first thing we want to do is get an application going if you're looking to buy your first house, and you can click the Apply Now link up there. Let's say you're short funds. Let's say you're like, Dan, I got enough money for, you know, my down payment and everything else. I don't have enough money for my closing costs. What do you do? Well, we created a grant link right through here. What you're going to do is click that. It's going to see if you're eligible. We have three major grant programs right now. One of them goes all the way up to $10,000. There's no lien on your property. There's no payments needed. This is a forgivable loan right out of the gate from when you buy the house. Check it out, the grant program right through there. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, you know, can I call you guys? Can I reach out? How can I reach somebody directly? Well, just give us a call. You're at the rate update. That's our website. Go down to the bottom right through here. You're going to get our 800 number as well as my email address. It's right there. And we're here to help you serve you guys. So otherwise, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope the world doesn't end. I think they said in 1 week from today. It's scary. But if you're still around next week at this time, please don't forget to join me and check out my channel. And I hope you at least find some education in my videos. So if you like my videos, please don't forget to subscribe right down there below. Otherwise, have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.